What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. Everyone is tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, Raheem Vaughn. Thank you, my brother. And be sure to get his new album, The Love Reunion, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you're living a little bit more adventurous like the Teddy Bear, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very talented, gifted artist, Lord have mercy, new EP, Venus, definitely a beautiful thing each and every day of the week. Hopefully I am pronouncing her name correctly. If not, I know she will correct me. Neela, Lord have mercy, just as beautiful as she is talented. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, I want to have the esteem, honor, and privilege of welcoming to our show, my queen, this afternoon.
Hello?
You are here, my love. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule, and I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Is it Neela?
Yes, it's Neela.
Yes, all right. The EP is fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Oh my pleasure.
The feedback that I've been seeing, the listeners have fallen head over heel in love with your vocal prowess, and I wanted to ask you, your initial thoughts is, as you had an opportunity to kind of step back and look at the overall project, how do you feel you did?
I love the project. I personally feel like as an artist, I've grown so much. As a person, I've grown so much. So it's just like a beautiful thing to be able to like witness my own growth vocally. I write all my own music, so lyrically as well, and just as an artist overall. So I'm very proud of this project.
I see that you're now using your third eye to become even more aware of your growth. How is that going for you so far?
Yeah, my spiritual journey is definitely something that I talk about a lot on my Instagram, my social media, and it's like a big part of who I am as a person as well as who I am as an artist. So,
you know, yeah. the incredible thing about growth and the journey, just in life overall, but also being devoted. Being a devoted artist in this industry, you have to give 110%. Where do you feel right now you are as a songwriter, and where do you feel you would like to be as far as being a better artist within the next 2 years?
I absolutely believe that growth never stops. And as people, and especially as artists, are creative, like you want to continue to always grow and expand and continue to work in your craft. So I think I'm doing great. I definitely know there's so much more I can do and so many different levels that I haven't reached yet and levels that I do want to reach as far as an artist and a creative. But I think I'm doing pretty great. I'm at this place where I'm really satisfied and happy with who I am as an artist and the work that I'm putting out, and I'm putting my blood, sweat, and tears into it, and it's definitely showing. But I definitely feel like there's a lot more that I want to grow, and I know that I can mature and expand with my writing as well as my production and vocally as well. So right now I feel like I'm doing great, but I know that I can be even more amazing. And then 2 years after that, I can be even more amazing and so forth, so on.
Without question, it definitely resonates through the entire EP. Speaking of the EP,
the visual concept is incredible. It can be somewhat challenging in this industry as a female artist, where you want to be you want to be respected as an artist and not everyone focus on the appearance. How challenging has that been for you to, hey, look, I understand, thank you so much for the compliment that I look a particular way, but I really want you to focus on what I'm saying in my music. Has that been challenging somewhat for you in this early stage?
I don't know if it's been a challenge as much as just, like, you know, in this industry and, like, being an artist, you have obstacles and hurdles that you have to, like, hurdle over. And there's so many beautiful women and so many talented, beautiful women in this industry. And I feel like we all go through the same thing. Of course, at first, you know, in an industry that was primarily, you know, male-oriented, like, now there's a lot more women. And we're in space right now in our society and in, you know, popular culture where, like, women are being praised and being understood more and given more accolades, given more, like, credit for what they do. So it's definitely been things here and there. But I don't want to say it's a challenge. I want to say that it's just a hurdle, and I have many hurdles that I go through. And, yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely been some things, and it can definitely get annoying, for lack of better words, but definitely not anything that I don't eventually overcome. As soon as people hear my music and they see how dedicated and how passionate and how relentless with my craft that I am, it kind of, you know, changes a lot. So.
Without question. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics. And someone who can actually sing vocally, because in today's music, things are so whitewashed, we're watered down, and it's not really music. And you get in the studio, and you have auto-tune to help you sing. And one of the things
right.
that I found so impressive with you is that my program director said, you know what, you need to go have a look at her Instagram. I said, well, you know, that's not my thing. No, you really need to go look at her Instagram, Teddy. I'm like, what's going on? She's actually on stage and she's singing. I said, she's singing, vocally singing. You know what I mean? Singing. She said, you need to go check her out. And I'm going to tell you something. You completely blew me away with your vocal prowess. You have an extremely beautiful voice. And I'm saying from that little bitty frame, the vocals are coming. From somewhere, Lord have mercy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. You meet people that you feel that are destined for greatness. And the vibe that I get from you is that you're really serious about this art form. For you, when did you first realize, you know what, this is what I want to do? As a matter of fact, this is what I was meant to do.
To be completely honest, and I know people say this, but this is the God to honest truth, from the time I could literally open my mouth. I'm a very focused person. I was a very focused child, and I was a very focused teenager, and I'm a very focused adult. From the time that I was able to sing, my parents knew I could sing, and I have the beautiful gift of having amazing parents and really, really supportive parents. That never was like, oh, no, that's just a dream. It's not going to happen. They put me into vocal lessons. From the moment that I was old enough to go to vocal lessons, I did ballet for 13 years, modeling. They put me in anything in entertainment-wise that I could possibly do in South Florida, because I'm from South Florida. And they had me in it. And I've never changed my mind. I never wavered through, you know, certain talent shows that I didn't do very well at when I was a little kid. I always pushed through them, and that was the biggest thing. It's I never let any of my quote unquote failures or downfalls or lessons keep me back or hold me there. So I'm also just really stubborn, and I don't like no's. So I'm gonna keep going until I get yeses. So
wow, I like that. I like that very much, you know, and I want to take it back just a little bit when you mentioned about doing ballet. I think by you doing that, it has definitely enhanced the visual concept of your performances. And I was just looking at the album cover, and I wanted to ask you, what made you decide to come up with the concept of Venus? I know what Venus stands for. I know what she represents. But listening to the album, you take us on different journeys, a lot of different journeys that we wouldn't expect, especially for someone at your tender age. So where did you get all this knowledge, accumulate all this knowledge about Venus and how you wanted to actually kind of project it through the music?
I read so much. I really like reading. And once I get to something that I want to research, and I'm really into like mythology and astrology and all that kind of stuff. So once I get focused on something, it's like a little black hole. It's like YouTube. Like, you know, on YouTube, you go on YouTube and you end up like on 50 million YouTube videos, and it's like 5 hours later. That's how I am when I'm researching or like when I'm reading.
Right.
So that's kind of how it started. But I wanted to do something. I feel like I'm 24 and I came into like finally like I feel like my womanhood, and I'm like very so much now considering myself a woman. For a long time, I still considered myself kind of like a kid. And I got to the point where I was like, wow, like I'm a woman. And as women, we go through so many different things, and we have so many different hurdles and struggles, but we also have so many different like blessings and so many different attributes that we give to society as a woman. And that's kind of how Venus came about, through my love for mythology and as well as, you know, Venus is kind of like a dichotomy. So it's Venus, which is the planet that was named after the goddess Venus, which, yeah. So that's kind of how everything came together. And Mila's alien spelled backwards. So it kind of, it was like two meanings in one that I was able to hone in for the name of the project.
I do believe, family, that I'm talking to a younger version of an Erykah Badu. Lord have mercy, my love.
That is an amazing compliment. I absolutely love Erykah Badu. She is one of the people that I go into the YouTube black holes with watching all her videos. Like, she's such a beautiful, inspiring person, as well as an artist, as well as a mother and a woman. So that is an amazing compliment. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I can only speak the truth, my love. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined today by the incredibly talented Mila as we discuss her new EP, Venus, and we are streaming live via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. Now, chips, chips and salsa. I haven't listened to that song about maybe three to four times, really kind of delve into it. And I said, you know what? I wanted to hear your meaning and your definition of chips and salsa from the new album.
Oh, man. Okay, so chips and salsa is definitely a song that I literally wrote this song 2 years ago. And
okay.
I wasn't able find, I wrote the hook 2 years ago. It like literally just popped into my head, and I feel like that my angels talk to me all the time. So I feel like one of my angels planted that song into my head because it came out of nowhere. I didn't have a beat for it or anything. And when I started working on this project, I worked with a producer and artist named Bree Wilson. He's absolutely amazing. He produced every song on the project. And he started playing the guitar and started working on some stuff. And I was like, whoa, I think I already have a hook for this. And, you know, I'm talking about women. Like, as a woman, we have so many beautiful things we attribute to the society, like I said before. We also have a golden treasure that nobody else has except for us. And that's what chips and salsa is about. That is the PG-13 version of what chips and salsa is.
Yes, Lord. Well, far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the PG version to all the listeners. So let's get into it. One of the many wonderfully written singles from the new EP, of course, Venus by Mila with Chips and Salsa, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. You got Like chips and salsa. Get a little hot, I got that water. Get a little taste,
I got that spicy.
Come a little close, you just my wife, me, wifey. Put a ring on a bitch. Like chips and salsa. Get a little hot, I got that water. Get a little taste,
I got that spicy.
Come a little close, you just my wife, me, wifey. Put a ring on a bitch. It's supper time, give it to you slow. Got you eating, wasting no time. Stupid, here you go. Freaking with it like it's showtime. We can't tape it though. Got me wanna meet your mama. Tell her that she raised a pro. You shook, huh? I got you shook, huh? Giving you way too much sauce, huh? That changed your life, huh? Tell me just why you deserve it. These lips and service. Got you going to your friends saying I
think she perfect.
Like chips and salsa. Get a little hot, I got that water. Get a little taste,
I got that spicy.
Come a little close, you just my wife, me, wifey. Put a ring on a bitch. Like chips and salsa. Get a little hot, I got that water. Get a little taste,
I got that spicy.
Come a little close, you just my wife, me, wifey. Put a ring on a bitch. It's hot in the kitchen, can you handle it? Coming to your full course, no, you can't have all of this. How big is that ego, baby? Are you gonna pass the test? If I give you the recipe, then boy, you gotta do the rest. You shook, huh? I got you shook, huh? Giving you way too much sauce, huh? That changed your life, huh? Tell me just why you deserve it. These lips and service. Got you going to your friends saying I think she perfect. Like chips and salsa. Get a little hot, I got that water. Get a little taste,
I got that spicy.
Come a little close, you just my wife, me, wifey. Put a ring on a bitch. Like chips and salsa. Get a little hot, I got that water. Get a little taste,
I got that spicy.
Come a little close, you just my wife, me, wifey. Put a ring on a bitch.
Lord have mercy, come a little closer and you just my wife, me. Yes, Lord. From the new EP, Venus, with Chips and Salsa, from the very talented Neela. My goodness, you had a lot to say on that, my queen. I'm very impressed. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. You know, one of the things I find refreshing when you start discussing as far as being a woman and going into your womanhood, because women have so many different layers to their personalities. And as time goes by, we discover each layer that we do peel. Right now, I want to talk to you about the production aspect of your music and also working for a producer, working with a producer, because you said something that was very interesting. You said, you know what? I can be very, very stubborn. And being stubborn, when do you choose to kind of let go a little bit and allow a producer to feel the right producer to give you the right direction and maybe to pull something out of you that you didn't know that you have, because you have to work side by side with one another and really have a really close-knit relationship to bring out a really great project?
No, absolutely. I'm definitely stubborn in the right ways, in the sense of, like, I don't care if you say no, I'm never going to give up type of way. But when it comes creatively, I'm so open to different and new things. This particular producer, Spree Wilson, he brought out such a beautiful side of me, and I thank him literally almost every day that we talk on the phone. I let him know how grateful I am for him, because I feel like I finally found my sound. Like, this is what I want to run with. This is what I want to continue to grow and develop and nourish. So this process, we have so many plethora of songs together, but you know, I picked these four or five songs to go on this project, but this is like over a year and a half process, and we did everything from scratch. I love working from scratch. He plays guitar. We sat down every day, but off the guitar, I would do everything from scratch. So he definitely helped me grow as an artist so much. I'm so thankful for him.
Now, you just said you found your sound. How would you describe your sound?
Ooh, in words, I can describe it more in instruments. I love live instrumentation. I love guitar. I had a friend do a talk box on Talk About It. We have some like live sax in there. We have so many different things, and I have a band that I perform with, and they're super, super amazingly talented, and they help me with some of the projects as well. So I just, for me, it's a feeling. I want to say that I do like R&B soul-ish type of music, but I don't want to put myself in a box. But it's definitely, I do everything with soul, so we can keep soul in there. But yeah, I definitely yeah, I don't know if I can put words to it, but I love guitar.
The way you just described it, you did. Because, see, the thing is, you just said something that's very important. I don't want to be put in a box. And in this industry, they have a tendency to kind of label people and put you in a box. Oh, she's a soul R&B singer, or he's this, or he's that. Music was never meant to have a label on it. It's a vibe. It's a feeling. It's a
absolutely
like it's like my wasabi to my kimchi. It's just like
it's
something
freedom.
That it's a freedom, and it a free, and when you're free, there should never be a label put on anything. So that's why I find this project so refreshing, and I see that you're doing this from your heart. So that means a lot to me when I see an artist who really believes in this art form. And for those who are not familiar with Neela, Lord have mercy, shame on you. To get all the latest updates, you need to stop by and follow her, support her on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/NeelaOfficial. Yeah, that's what we are. And the music is actually available right now. The EP is available now. Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Deezer, and also on Amazon.com. Now, one of my favorite songs on the entire EP is Red Moon. Vocally, you did a fantastic job. And I wanted to ask you, how did you feel about recording that particular single from the new EP?
I absolutely love that song. As far as like lyrically and just what I was trying to get across, and this is my favorite songs. I'm super into like the Woodstock era, and I was like, wow, I can definitely see this like being a Coachella thing with like lighters in the air and like the whole like ambiance and a feel. I loved it. That's one of the closest songs to like where I'm trying to hone in on and continue to grow from that sound. Red Moon, I love every song on my project. I can say that like fully, but Red Moon has a little special place in my heart, and it's about something so sad, but it makes me so happy. So,
well, it definitely resonates, my queen. So let's get into it. Red Moon, of course, from the very talented Neela, new EP, Venus, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Rain, rain, rain. Watch me bleed, crucify me mercilessly. Got me crawling on my knees, got me screaming mercy please, begging for eternity. Whoa.
We want our music shaken, but never stirred. The super talented Nila, of course. New EP, Venus, available on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Deezer. And if you're feeling more adventurous, like Teddy Bear always is, you can always stop by Amazon.com and be sure you support her music and find out and get all the upcoming events and dates as far as tour information. Stop by her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/NilaOfficial. So it is written, so it shall be done. Mike Queen, it has definitely been a very beautiful experience to have you on the show, and I just wanted to let you know this is your home, away from home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know. And I gotta ask, when is your next upcoming performance? Because I know everyone would like to see you perform live.
Thank you so much for having me. And the next performance is my manager, my team and I, we're putting together a Venus concert here in Atlanta, Georgia. This is where I currently live, in Atlanta. And we don't have the exact dates for it, but it's going to be very, very soon. But everything else as far as shows in between that can be found on my Instagram at Nila Official, N-E-I-L-A Official.
Hopefully one day soon. You will definitely make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you perform here in the studio. And I have people saying, well, how are we going to get down to Atlanta? Hey, trains, planes, automobiles. If you got to take a camel to get to the ATL, make sure you get there so you can see this very talented artist do her thing. Much continued success, my queen. And again, look forward to having you come down to Houston very, very soon, okay?
Yes, very soon. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. The very talented Nila here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Got to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, like Linus, safe and sound, comfy and cozy on a very warm Tuesday afternoon. Let's get into some more Nila from her EP, Venus.
Let me start by saying no. I will not do what you ask me. I won't dress the way you think it should. And I'm not your Barbie. I will color out the line and drive 120 on the freeway. It's up, I say no. I don't wanna take a picture. I don't wanna fake smile for the camera now. Tired and my cheeks hurt. Feel like I'm running out of time. My Cobia is getting closer. Thought that my face be on a poster by now. But you wouldn't know that, right? You always think what you think it should be. Who you think it should be. Don't really know the real, real me. Things I made you kind of sad. I think you getting kind of mad. You always think what you think it should be. Who you think it should be. Don't really know the real, real me. Things I made you kind of sad. I think you getting kind of mad. No to the cafe, and you got me saying no.